The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the great blessings that He has blessed us with, being in the month of Sha'ban and coming this far in this month, hopefully with accomplishments that each of you and hopefully each of us has made by and through the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The path to Allah is ibadah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. There is no path to Allah, to His proximity, other than listening to His commands, following His orders, staying away from what He tells us. There's no other way of doing this. What fuqaha and jurists tell us of their understanding, since they're experts and we have not studied that generally, and people, the masses, they haven't studied that, they're not experts themselves. We refer to those experts in regards to and in order to understand and find what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is, what His orders are. Once we find them, then we're supposed to follow them. There's no other way. There's no shortcut. There's no one that can reach God's proximity through a path other than listening to the commands He has sent in order to get us there. God created fire in this world, and the mechanism for fire to come to existence is a particular mechanism. If you don't go through that, if you don't have oxygen, if you don't have fuel, if you don't have heat, you can't spark a fire. You need to ignite some form of spark, have oxygen and fuel, and it will catch fire. You will have flames. If you don't have those components, it's not going to happen. Who has put those laws in place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of all things, for people to think that they can go by not listening to Allah, some of us religious folks choose the spiritual path for that. For spiritual progress, for getting close to Allah, we take a path other than what God has set for that purpose. God says, I gave you the Quran, I gave you the Sunnah of the Prophet. Hudan linnas, guidance for what? Ila sirat al-aziz al-hamid, the path of the Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path of Allah is a path that leads to Allah. This guidance is guidance that leads us to Allah. That's the whole purpose of this. And we decide that. For spirituality, we want to go to, I don't know, Hindus. We want to go to, we feel the Buddhists are more spiritual. What does spirituality mean? Talking about a whole bunch of hallucinations and mumbo jumbo is not spirituality. Spirituality is not a feeling that can be manipulated, stimulated through even perhaps some narcotics or drugs of some sort. Spirituality is not about these feelings. Sure, some people may define spirituality as such. If they define it as such, it's just another way of amusement. Some people like to, al-ayadu billah, God forbid, watch porn for amusement. Some people like to go to amusement parks for that. Some people like to listen to haram music to entertain themselves. Some people like to listen to religious entertaining speeches that don't provide knowledge just entertain them. And then some people like to be stimulated to feel spiritual, feel what they call spiritual. You want to be stimulated in that way, go knock yourself out. Do whatever you want. Find whatever means to it. Spirituality, the soul making progress, growing, getting above and beyond the material, reaching and ascending to the higher levels of existence, ascending to reach the higher levels of the angels and above, if this is what is meant by spirituality, that cannot be stimulated. That cannot be, it is not a feeling. Many times, prophets who went through those developments to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the process of their development, they were extremely angry. That's not a spiritual feeling as we define it. Yet through that anger and through the training process that led to that anger, which then they repented from, through that process, they reached Allah, they reached higher levels of spiritual progress. Spirituality isn't about these feelings. This is very important, extremely important. As much as we say it and we repeat it, and we will continue to repeat it, because it is difficult for us to think otherwise. When we talk about something that is non-tangible, when we speak of something that you cannot feel with your five senses, you just have to trust Allah in what it is, in how to get there. When generally you need to do that, it becomes very difficult. Because then it leaves the door open for different people to say different things about this. It leaves the door open for that. Stories are mentioned. Stories of people. People, not the Ahlul Bayt. Not the Prophet, not the Prophets, people. Some of whom are great people, but still, they are not the ones that show the path. If what they say, if what is narrated about them matches what the Quran says, if it conforms with the teachings and the sayings of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, then it's correct because of that, not because of this other person, whoever it may be. Ayatollah Bahjat, Sayyid Ali Qadhi, whoever it is. These are not our imams. They're great people. We learn from them about the Ahlul Bayt. But sometimes stories are given to us about them. Half-baked stories, inaccurate stories. Stories that sound nice, do this, this way, this is going to happen to you, that's going to happen to you. How can we check? We need to be reminded of this. These people, while they're great, even if we hear directly from them, it must match what Islam says. Since if they were alive and we did have access to them, we could speak to them directly, we know their level of expertise is on a level that we have not acquired, and their trustworthiness in terms of telling us what they have truly found and not some bogus idea of or opinion of themselves, rather it's based on their findings in the Quran and Hadith. If they tell us directly, we have that reason, and we tell Allah, Ya Allah, I wasn't an expert, this is the best expert I could find, and that's acceptable. However, when we're told stories, we didn't hear it from them. We heard it from some other source. They said Ayatollah Bahjat said this. They said Ayatollah Khushbakh said this. They said Sayyid Ali Qadhi Tabatabai said this. We didn't hear it from the expert. We heard it from a third party. Sometimes I've come across this myself. It has hurt me myself. Some of those figures were alive and they were in Qum while I was there. However, although it may seem from an outsider's perspective that we have access, many times we didn't have access. Ayatollah Bahjat was hard to get access to. So even as someone in Qum, what we would hear, there's a story, I'll tell you one example of this, my own personal experience, how things work in this regard. If I hear from a third party, I cannot trust it the way I would have heard it directly from him, unless that person is directly narrating from Atla Bahjat and they are a trustworthy source, trustworthy enough for us to pretty much say that this is what we heard from Atla Bahjat.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mateen. Muhammad, ya mu'minin, sallu alayhi.